I can remember going to the race with my dad when I was 10, 12 years old. And that was what you was involved in. I really didn't play that much sports in school. I was always eager to get home and see what was going on with the shop. Couldn't wait to go to the next race.
I had only known it was the last walk in the rain. I'd keep you out for hours in the storm.
Bill Earnhardt was much more than a race car driver.
I would hold your hand.
He was a very loving husband.
Like a lifeline to my heart.
A proud father and grandfather.
Underneath the thunder we'd be.
He was also a hero to millions of racing fans throughout the
world.
If
I had only known, it was our last walk in the rain.
I think Bill Francis' quote sums it up. The NASCAR has lost its greatest driver ever.
If I had only known, I'd never hear your voice again. I'd memorize each thing you ever said. And all those lonely nights, I could think of them once more. And keep your words alive inside my head. If I had only known, I'd never hear your voice again.
Anything you can have or do to be competitive more than the other guy and beat him is a part of your plan to beat him or your system to beat him. And if you intimidate him and then they call you an intimidator, well, so be it.
You were the treasure in my head. You were the
do look around and try to not go so fast, and you need to stop and say hi or say, you know, call your mom and tell you you love her before you leave town or when you get back in town, and I still don't do that enough.
If I had only known it was my last night by your side, I'd pray a miracle to stop the dawn. When you smile at me, I would look into your eyes and make sure you know my love for you goes on and on. If I had only known,
you know, be close with your wife and kids and stuff like that.
If I
We are, I'm telling you, I'm a lucky person. I've got a great wife, got a great family, got great kids.
Love I would show if I had only known.
Fortunate to have a lot of things and to be able to enjoy a lot of things. Probably a lot of people don't have or will never have. But it really doesn't matter what you have. As long as you got happiness and family and friends and church, and enjoy it and take advantage of that happiness. Don't let it slip away. Don't let it go by you.
Deeply saddened by the loss, and appreciate everybody's thoughts and prayers, and we'll get through this. And I'm sure he'd want us to keep going, so that's what we're going to do.